regular, regular features, a regular, regular, regular features, a regular, regular, regular features, a regular features show.
Hello and welcome to the Regular Features Podcast. My name is Gav Murphy and today I am joined by Mr. Joe Scrubbles.
Hi.
And Mr. Steve Hogarty.
Hello.
It's a good one. This episode, isn't it?
It's a good one.
It's manic. It's funny. It's in your face. It's got zing, kapow, and moolah in the bank. That's what it means for us. Joe, what have you got for us?
I'm just going to be just telling you some tales from the perspective of a new father. Psych, it's about flutes.
Steve, what have you got for us?
I'm digging into the regular features mailbag to pull out some problems our readers are having with their babies. Because now we have a resident baby expert, we can finally start answering their questions.
Yes, mm-hmm. And we didn't say it in the feature, but obviously this is an ongoing thing because Joe really liked being put on the spot after having no sleep at all. So if you do have more baby problems...
The more complex, the better.
If the baby's got a fucking weird stink coming from it that isn't shit, call the ambulance. Anything else?
Call the cops.
Call the police.
Anything else? Send in an email, and Joe will answer it on the podcast.
All I'm asking is if that you do send in a baby-related question, just make the punchline really obvious. That's all I want.
And also reference some sort of 90s Eurodance chart topper.
100%.
Because that's pretty necessary.
Big time. Hey, that's good. I like that. Joe, you brought your baby on to have a look at us just now.
Yeah.
What she said? She said we look good.
She came out and she was like, I can't wait to see these guys live if they get off their fucking asses for once.
She was talking about how she wanted to go see Jack D live.
Yeah, she loves Jack D.
Big Jack D fan.
It's because he looks a bit like a baby.
That's true.
He's like a huge baby with a sour little face. Like he drank the wrong milk. this is my comedy now, by the way. I've just got milk and shit. Sometimes she does like a little Elvish face. Like that.
Mm-hmm. Elvish.
Elvish
face. Oh, Elvis.
And that's all my references now. Sorry for the rest of this podcast. I'm done.
Has she asked about me?
Since meeting you 4 seconds ago.
She's asked a lot about Log because she thinks she's interested in Freemasonry, so she hasn't got full motor control yet, but I reckon she could do a bit of the handshakes if she needed to. But yeah, otherwise, it's a bit of a drag, to be honest. Yeah.
Bad attitude.
She's really put the brakes on Joe time. Things that Joe wants to do.
Yeah, I've only been able to play 20 hours of Dragon's Dogma 2. I mean, what the hell? What am I meant to do?
It's been out for over 1,000 hours.
Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Anyway, just 18 years of baby features.
She is the most perfect thing I've ever created, and I love her.
What about episode 408 of Regular Features?
Do you even know I was on it? Let's look it up. Let's have a look. 408. Okay. God, I hope it smelled well. Because then I'd have a real choice on my hands. Mac DeMarco Soft Flight Simulator.
Oh, that was a good one.
Not on it.
That was a good one.
Not on it. So
you're not on it. You're not in it.
Me and Log did baby features last week.
Mm. Did you?
Yeah, because we have like reflective baby mania.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
I'm just so giddy that there's some new content to write about.
I shat myself earlier because I've got sympathy baby brain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In my ass. So.
He doesn't just talk out of it. He thinks out of it. It's amazing.
He thinks out of it. He stinks out of it. Boy, he even winks out of it. It's Gav's ass.
That was really good.
That was really good, actually, yeah.
You should do adverts.
You should do adverts.
I will do adverts. Thank you. That's the encouragement I needed to cool. do adverts. Bye. Features. The regular features. Spooky noise in your ears. Features. A regular feature. Ghosts and wolves with teeth coming into your bed. And now it's time for Steve's regular feature, Steve's babagony ant. Baby oh. agony ant.
Oh.
Joe.
Hello.
I don't know if you're aware of this. You got a baby, buddy.
Fuck.
And we have a turgid mail sack full of questions and problems from readers.
Oh, yeah.
Until this point, we haven't been able to answer any of their baby-related questions because they write in with their baby-related problems.
Yeah.
And we stick to our lane. We're not going to go giving out advice about babies when we've never seen a baby until now.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Seen like, a baby.
Yeah.
I have the mind of a baby. Mm-hmm. Log looks like a big baby.
Yeah.
Matt's not allowed near babies.
Mm-mm. It's not enough. That's
Steve,
not...
Steve, you're a gay man, so you're not allowed a baby or within
That's
20
true.
Meters of it. So now, thanks to Joe, babies are us.
I'm breaking every international law about babies there is to bring you mine.
So should I dig into the knapsack?
Yeah, yeah.
Post?
Steve.
And please. See which problems are plaguing our readers.
Just a logistical question, Steve. Are you asking me to do improv when I'm more sleep deprived than I have been in my entire life?
That's correct, Joe.
Cool. Let's see how funny this is. I might just cry.
Here's one. Okay, I've got one here. Here we go. Dear regular features, me and hubby just had our first baby.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
We named him Alfred after my grandfather who flew planes during the Gulf War. He wasn't fighting. He's a Boeing 737 pilot for Qantas, and the war just happened to be on at the same time. Hubby tells me I should just say that my grandfather was a pilot between 1990 and 1991 to avoid confusion, but I think it doesn't quite have the same ring to it. Eventually, we compromised, and now we tell people we named our baby after my grandfather, who flew planes during the ascendant era of early 90s Belgian-Dutch dance music act, To Unlimited.
Y'all ready for this?
But on to my problem. Our baby Alfred is teething, or to put it more cunty, he's entered his teething era. And nothing we've tried seems to reduce his discomfort. Can Joe recommend any home remedies for a sad baby whose entire skull is erupting in slow motion?
So I haven't reached teething stage yet, but I will say...
Lazy.
I know. She is. But I have read a lot about it in preparation. Mm-hmm. And I've heard that you should make them drink lava. They should have to drink lava.
That's interesting, because I've heard... The opposite. I've heard ice is the...
Oh, no. Sorry. I thought you were going to say magma, which is...
the opposite of lava.
Yeah.
Well, it's lava adjacent.
Yeah. Well,
it's one of the Minecraft blocks.
Yeah.
It goes ice, magma, lava. That's the three stages. Yeah. Lava will immediately stop teeth.
So a fistful of molten rock.
Yeah. Because eventually it will harden and... They'll effectively have teeth.
Great.
Like, that's kind of teeth.
I'm basically teeth.
Ding the solved bell on that one, then. Shall I ding it?
Yeah.
I'm dinging it. There is no... Hang on. There's no ding.
You didn't give me a ding.
I haven't given you a ding.
Wait.
I'll just put the ding in post.
Well, you can see why he's confused, because you've sent him a load of files.
I can...
Go on. Who's going to ding it? Oh, no. I haven't sent you a ding.
This is probably a ding. No.
Oh, I like that for the problem solved.
Okay, we'll go with hard riff.
Okay. Yeah, can we play the problem solved jingle on that one?
Yep, we can. I just have to go back two banks of sound effects.
Problem solved! Okay. Wow, that was a hard riff.
Yeah.
Let's have another. We're on a roll now. Okay,
yeah,
here we go.
Yeah.
Dear regular features, we recently had our second child. We named her Jennifer after my mum, who served during the Maoist insurgency in Bangladesh. I don't mean serving in the war. She served chicken tikka samosas at the Sainsbury's hot counter in Torquay while the Maoist insurgency was at its most intense. Mm. My husband tells me I should avoid further confusion by simply saying my mum sold hot food between 2003 and 2004, but I don't think that has the same ring to it. Eventually we compromised, and now we tell people we named our baby after my mum, who worked in a Sainsbury's during the height of Italian house music producer Junior Jack's popularity.
I hate how short those are, because I really like the songs.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
These have to go up on Spotify, and we'll get kicked off if we have any more than 2 seconds of Jack Jones, Junior Jack, make love to the music. Jennifer is an incredibly long baby, roughly 23 feet from head to toe. Her other dimensions are perfectly normal for a baby. She is beautiful. But as a consequence of her intransigent length, we have to fold her up like a pamphlet to get her in and out of the house. All of this folding and unfolding is taking its toll on our marriage, however. As each time we collapse our baby, we like to perform the entire physical comedy routine from the 1988 Christmas special of Chucklevision, which ends with Barry, i.e. hubby, getting hit in the bollocks with a snow globe. Can Joe recommend a more suitable replacement physical comedy routine? Maybe something from Mr. Bean, if there's any episodes where Mr. Bean has a husband.
Mr. Bean's off the table, and let me tell you why. I've said this probably on regular features a lot. I genuinely believe this. I don't think anyone should be laughing at Mr. Bean. It's a show where there's something wrong with a guy, and no one does anything about it. I don't like Mr. Bean. Don't do it. What I would suggest, in terms of physical comedy, is it too easy to say compo in the iron tub from the Summer Wine? Because what you can do is if you... fire down the hill directly at the wall and make sure that the baby's feet hit first, she will concertina into a more manageable shape. And then if you do need to fold her back out, roof rack of your car, bit of wet, roof rack of your car, she'll fold right back out. And just, you know, next time you need to collapse her, the tin bath again, not the iron tub, as I called it initially. Combo in the iron tub. That's my favorite episode of Shogun.
His fucking babies sound like a pain in the ass, man.
They are.
What'd you get out of it? What are you getting back?
Well, millionaires? Hopefully a millionaire. That's really what anyone... Don't let anyone tell you any different. What you're in it for is...
Oh, you want her to be a millionaire?
Yeah, you play the odds. Okay. She might be a millionaire.
She can put you in a really good home then when you're in your later years.
My dotage. Yeah. Dote me up, tiny baby.
Because I'm not going to have a kid, can she put me in a home?
If she's enough of a millionaire, this is the point.
No, I want to go there now.
You want to go there now? I'll do that for you.
Please. Thank you.
Yeah. Reese and I, as gay men, it is physically impossible for us to have children.
Don't say
with
that.
One another.
Don't
but
say
it sure
that.
Is a lot of fun to try.
Boy, do we try. So my plan is all the money that we're going to save not raising a child, we're going to put into a little pot and then get a harem of rent boys to look after us in our 90s.
That's such a good idea.
Yeah. Not a sex thing.
I mean...
Bit of a sex thing, but mostly wheeling us around on trolleys.
Waving.
Iron tubs.
To the futuristic bingo, which by the time we're old, will just be called bingo. You know the disco that's in a night, the bingo that's in a nightclub?
No.
Hijingo?
What the fuck are you talking about? I thought when you said futuristic bingo, it was like, what's that Black Mirror with the old lesbians who are hooked up to computers? I thought that's what you meant. Don't they go to futuristic bingo or something? San Pedro? San Junipero.
San Pellegrino,
that's it.
Lemon. Yeah. I imagined laser daubers. So, there we go.
Yeah, there will be laser daubers by the time I'm 90.
There's going to be laser daubers.
And they have not calibrated them. They keep shooting straight through the tables underneath. It's unbelievable. So dangerous, futuristic.
Unplayable.
Unplayable. Literally unplayable.
That's brilliant insight that we wouldn't have had before a baby not. Came into your life. So, no, I'm going to mark that one up as solved. Can we play the problem solved?
Yep, let's go back again? To sound banks quickly.
Problems off.
Okay, should we do one more?
Yeah.
Dear regular features, we're expecting our first child in just a few weeks' time.
Nice.
Wow. We're planning on naming them Taliban after the Islamic fundamentalist militant organization whose 1996 conquest of Kabul led to the Third Afghan Civil War. Hubby thinks the name sounds old-fashioned, however, and wants to call the baby Spaceman by Babylon Zoo.
But onto, bastard.
Stop cutting
but onto
off.
My problem. Taliban / Spaceman is actually a load of old laundry I shoved up my blouse as a joke one day that went too far. Last month, I even got one of those motorized toy balls for dogs with a fake ferret attached and stuffed it into the blouse to simulate the baby kicking. The effect utterly convinced my husband, who now believes that the womb flashes every color of the rainbow whenever the baby moves. We are also frequently chased through town by excited XL bullies. Can Joe recommend a topical cream to treat serious dog bites? I'd hate for my wound to become infected and for my precious laundry baby to come out hairy.
A topical cream. I only really work with Sudocrem now.
Mainly Sudocrem boy.
Yeah. I'm primarily Sudocrem, but for dog bites, it might not...
What does Sudocrem do?
Stops your baby's ass going red.
It's probably good for dog bites, then.
Yeah. Is it going far enough? Because they've already...
Great question.
Probably very red.
Mm.
Lava. You should
We're
use...
back on the lava.
Lava. Cauterize, scabulize, and profit. That's... That's the lava guarantee.
That sounds pretty solved to me, guys.
Yeah, let me just go back to sound banks.
Problem solved.
Well, that's it. Yeah, that's it for the wow. baby agony ant. There's only three problems. There are only three problems you can have with a baby.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we've covered all three bases. And that's how many bases there are in a baseball game.
Do you know what's crazy? I think I've learned something. That's...
You've taught people today and learned.
Yeah. I've learned a little. I'm going to get some lava.
Let's all go get some lava.
Let's get
before the lava. Next feature.
Here we go.
Let's all go get some lava.
Let's all go get some lava. Let's all go get some lava.
I'll turn into some teeth.
It is time for the next regular feature.
Guys, it's so good you're here. We've got a bit of a situation. I can't tell you more here, but if you'll just follow me, we need to get backstage at the Opera House, quick.
Okay.
That's our thing. Okay, we're here. Please, you're the only hope she has. Let me open the door. I'll be waiting outside. Just help the maestra.
Hi to you. I'm vegetarian lasagna. Please help me.
What's wrong?
What do you need help with?
I'm a celebrated flautist, and I have broken my flout. And the big concert is tonight.
Oh, shit. How did you break it?
I'll tell you that in two paragraphs. I need to tell you now. How am I to play the merry tunes for the kings and queens without my flout? It was to be my greatest performance, sure to make me the talk of the salons here in Old Bruges, the home of flout love. But you see, I stuck my flute up the exhaust pipe of my Kia Sorento because I was convinced there was a bat living in there. And there was, and the bat bit my flout in twain. It was ruthless. I'm floutless with mere hours to spare. I will be the laughingstock of the bully boys in their big ruffs and tiny trousers. Perhaps in you, my lovely burly boys, I may have a solution. You see, I believe that I am able to flout upon anything with some holes and an aperture suitable to create the Bernoulli effect. Bernoulli was an ancient magician who worked out that if you spit across a big hole, the little particles of spit turn into music, and thus the flout was burn. Armed with this knowledge, I believe that we could fashion a new flout together, such that I may play a jig for the Queen of Bruges and all her fancy friends. There's just one problem. Oh. I'm racked with indecision. Please help me to pick an appropriate item from which to fashion a flout. Anything will do, please. Just pick for me. I feel so dizzy and faint.
We're here to help. Don't worry.
Thank you.
What's your name again?
Vegetariana Lasagna. I'm a maestro of the flout.
Maestro of the flout.
Yeah. I just... anything. What do you think could be a flout? I've got a drill so I can make holes in it if you need it.
Oh, how close can we get to a bakery? I think
there's a bakery in the opera house. Well, I could go there now.
You thinking breadsticks?
I'm thinking a big baguette with big holes in there. Ooh, 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 ooh. Flout that shit up.
The big Bruges baguette. Let me... I'm in the bakery. I've got the baguette. No one can see me with this baguette. I'm back with my baguette. I've got it. Okay, I'm just going to quickly construct this into a flout. New flout complete.
What the fuck?
Okay. I've got the baguette flout. I'm going to give it a blow to see if it can be flouted perfectly. Here we go.
Oh, that doesn't sound good.
It sounds awful. I don't think it can be a baguette. Okay. We've got time. What else could be a flout for me?
Thinking food now. Maybe like a chorrito.
It's got more structure to it. I could bore a big chorrito hole through the middle and eat the meat. Okay, I'm going to run to the bakery again.
They do chorritos at the bakery.
Oh, thank God they were making chorrito sausage rolls. Ah, I'm coming back. Okay, I've got my chorizo. Here we go. I'm going to make a flout out of it. New flout complete. Oh, okay. That was hard work. And now I'm going to try and blow across the chorizo to see if it is floutish. Here we go.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
I hate the timbre of that flout. I'm throwing it away.
What? No, it sounded so good.
It was close, but no flouter. Now, I need another idea for a flout. What could you give me for an idea?
What about an old woman's wooden leg?
That's so good. It's already hollow because old women can't lift whole bits of wood. So,
because they're loafers.
Now, I'm pretty sure that I saw Dame Margarita Pizzeria in the opera house earlier, and she's got two wooden legs, so she surely won't miss one. Okay, I'm going to go into the stalls. I'm in the stalls. Dame Margarita Pizzeria is asleep. Lazy fucker. Okay, here we go. Got it. I'm coming back. Okay, I've got it. I've got the wooden leg. I'm just going to make it into a flout. New flout complete. Okay, here we go. Third time's the charm. Let's go. Flout.
From the crew of Apollo 8, good night, good luck, a Merry Christmas, and God bless all of you on the good earth.
This flout just sounds like the messages from Apollo 8, whenever that was. This is the worst thing I can imagine. Okay, I've got, I guess, like minutes before I got to play for the Queen of Bruges. So we've got one more chance, one more flout that we could make. What could we use?
How about a bike saddle?
Bike saddle. Unconventional shape. Ergonomic. I could lie on it. So that sounds nice.
Yeah, that's...
And usually it's got like a little groove for your sweat in it. So that could really help with my bit. Now, okay, I'm going to quickly... we're in Bruges. There's probably bikes there because they're European. So I'm going to run outside. There's an e-bike. Okay, I'll take it. Okay, I've got this bike saddle. I'm going to quickly turn it into a flout. New flout complete. Okay, I'm going to give this the best blow
that I can give to a flout. Here we go.
Oh, shit.
My flout is broken.
My flout is gone and it makes me sad. My flout was beaten in half by a bat in my car. That was fucking not a flout at all. That was a whole song. I've had enough of this. It's useless.
We tried our best.
You did try.
You tried, but you failed. The maestro.
You're a negative Nelly sometimes, you know.
No,
that.
I'm not. I'm a maestro, I'm a diva. Woe is me, I cannot find a flout worthy of my brilliant lips and long, long throat. I shall never stand atop the spire of the Palacio Bruges and play my shrill peeps to the massed ranks of the Wokarati. You're worthless to me. Get out! Never darken my door with your long boy shadows again. I shall exile myself to Vienna, where I shall live out my days pretending to be a cello. This is the end of Maestro Vegetariana Lasagna. Get out!
Shitting. Wow, she was annoyed.
Maestro Vegetariana Lasagna eventually gained the courage to take to the stage that night after all, but was executed by guillotine after she tried to play the flute on a baron's shoe, and all that came out was a hefty guff of old foot, which killed the queen's concubine. She was 14 years old. God bless you, vegetarian lasagna. I've learned a lot having a baby, guys.
Not only have you written that today, you've also kept a baby alive.
Oh, well, I handed the baby to someone else and went, I've got work to do.
I've got important work to do. Don't listen.
Vegetariana lasagna puts a fucking roof over your head, baby.
Sometimes it makes me quite annoyed. I can only jiggle and spin. Met a doctor who walked past. Said he had a range of cures. Recommended a podcast. Said it was called Regular Features. Gab, Joe, not Matt, Steve in my ear holes. I did not dare hope for miracles. My heart going boom, boom, boom. Then they said, Jelly Boy, we're gonna give you bones. Yeah, some bones. Some Jelly Boy bones.
Joe.
Mm-hmm.
I have a bone to you.
Wow. Everything's aimed at
you
me.
You started us. You started us on a journey.
Which one?
A jelly boy journey.
Yeah.
That has, so far, I have been led to believe is quite an upbeat one.
Yeah.
Because of the general nature of the tune of Jelly Boy's Hill.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, I did some digging, and seems things aren't all that good when you get made from jelly into bones.
Oh, no.
And I have it on some good authority from the authorities that actually getting bones and hard bits all over you does in fact have a big repercussion for one part of you that you really want to be bony and hard. But because of side effects from the man's cures, can no longer get bony and hard.
I'm not going to lie. This description has been so long, I've forgotten what the start of this story was.
Basically, I looked into what happens when jelly boys become bones.
Uh-oh.
And
if this is your first episode... I don't know what to tell you.
After the final song, we'll just play all the Jelly Boy songs in order and you'll get up to speed.
Yeah, that's a good idea. And I actually started digging deep into Jelly Boy world. And I found something out and it's quite sad.
Oh, God.
Play my thing.
You've applied the cure before my very eyes, and I grew me some bones. My gelatin crystallized. I could jiggle and spin. Now my dick is paralyzed. My bones have grown all wrong. And I wish I had died. Bones, 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 bones. I can't make it grow. I thrust my worm in your direction, 'cause this man's range of cures has lessened my erection. Bones, 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 bones. I feel so foolish for falling for this con, but I've just had enough of never getting a huge bonk on. If I could just go back to that time, be a big jelly bologna, 'cause no matter how much grot I watch, I simply cannot get a boner. Bones, 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 bones.
Pretty serious.
It is. But let me tell you, as someone whose music taste stopped entirely in 2010, that's the coolest Jelly Boy song ever.
I love that you rhymed Bologna with boner. The most telegraphed rhyme ever.
I think that's the one I did first. I did this in the car the other day.
Oh my God.
And I think that was the first one I did. So I worked backwards from that.
I never thought Jelly Boy would be doing the XX. That's fucking wild.
I tried
in the little black turtleneck as well.
Where would the neck go?
Just wrapped around.
Just be
the jelly.
Squeezing the top part of the jelly out.
We've got enough of these fucking songs to make an actual touring musical.
Yeah. Yeah.
We will jelly you.
We could be playing the Westfield.
We could play the Westfield.
We could play the
Westfield. That's beautiful.
Good.
Forgot how much I just love that song. Just unironically, yeah. I just think it's really good.
Lovely voice as well. What a great little...
I wanted it to sound more like the XS, but I ended up just sounding like a really raunchy Trent Reznor, I think, in some bits.
A raunchy Trent Reznor,
raunchy,
the man who sang, "I want to fuck you like an animal." Yeah, not raunchy enough for me.
That was going to be my other one. I'm going to fuck you like a jelly boy. But as you heard, he can't get a hard dick. So.
Hey, some coins for some features, and you get a B name, and you get a B name. Whoa. Toss some coins for some features, and you get a B name.
Well, that's it for this week's episode of the Regular Features Podcast. If you like the podcast, you can go to patreon.com/regularfeatures and help us out by donating an amount of your choosing per episode. And if you give us £2 per episode, we will smash a hole in your human name and replace it, fill it, much like a bee fills a hive, with a bee name. Bees fill hives. Yeah. They fill hives with. Gav, you want another bee hive experience with me? What's the gunk they use to make hives?
How many fucking bee names can it? There's more. We've done more bee names than there are bees in the world.
Yeah, we've done almost 500 bee names.
Have we really? How many bees are in that to a hive? How many? That's like a million full hives of bees that we've done.
Yeah, lots. That's good maths.
That's baby brain maths.
Can you please put your baby brain to work in giving the following new patrons a bee name? A bee name, please, for Alison Galloway.
Flap, flap. Buzz, buzz. That's the way I like to fuck. Does that work?
Yeah. I got rude at the end.
Flap, flap, buzz, fuck. That's the way I like to fuck.
No, you just made it rhyme and it's still rude.
No, yeah. I like it.
But the rhyme allows it to be rude.
Okay. Flap, flap, buzz, buck. That's the way bees like to fuck.
Okay, bees, yeah. Okay.
Sorry, Alison. They're not all bee names you can say in front of your grandmother. Please, could you give a bee name to Thea Amelia Argus daughter?
Antennas down, stingers up. That's the way bees like to fuck.
Antennas down, stinger up. That's the way bees like. Sorry, that's the way bees like.
Thank you. That's a very poor part of that because it's capitalized.
I don't like how clear that mental image is. I can see that drawn on DeviantArt.
When you support us on Patreon, you also get access to the Beehive. That's the Discord. That's exclusive for readers of the podcast. Boys, have you seen anything interesting or fun on the Discord lately that you'd like to shout out that might entice people?
It's basically a sexy party. Think about it. People don't like going to parties anymore because all sorts can happen there. But imagine a party that's incredibly exclusive and only the coolest bees are there. And you...
It is a cool group.
You are invited.
And the other day, everyone was talking about how people do wakes in different countries. So, you know, it's pretty cool in there. We talk about wakes.
Well, that's all from us. We'll be back next week with another episode of the Regular Features Podcast. Good night.
Bye.
Bye.
Regular Features. Regular Features. Regular Features.